Assiniboia. Flowering canola is a more common sight than not in the Southwest, according to the crop report for the period of June 28 to July 3. Producers hope for rain and moisture as crops and pastures are beginning to show signs of heat stress. Minimal rain was received in the region this past week. The most was recorded in Rock Glen, where producers reported receiving 10 millimeters. Topsoil moisture levels are beginning to diminish in both cropland as well as hay and pastureland. In cropland, 15% of topsoil has adequate moisture, 48% is short and 37% is very short. In hay and pastures, 11% is adequate, 44% is short, and 45% is very short. Crops are advanced in the Southwest. Fall cereals are 70% headed, 25% in the dough stage and 5% are ripe. Spring cereals are mainly in the shot blade stage at 44% and 32% at the heading out stage. Flax is mainly in the stem extension stage, 60%, while 16% is flowering. 70% of canola is flowering while 10% is beginning to form pods. Pulses are diverse in their staging, with 34% vegetative and 28% podding. The first cut of hay is over halfway complete in the Southwest. 25% is cut, 34% is baled or silaged, the remaining 40% is still standing. Pastures are in poor condition in the Southwest at 38%, ranging from being in fair to very poor condition. Heat and dry conditions, gophers and grasshoppers continue to be the primary causes of crop damage in the Southwest. Producers are busy haying their crops and watching the horizons for possible rain to help with crop and pasture conditions.